Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Gentlemen all around the world, this is Straight to the Point. We'll be back with you.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop. This
and gentlemen all around the world, you tapped into Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up after this next song, ladies and gentlemen, and a few quick announcements. Hey, want to make sure you guys put this out on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and All Points North Pinterest, ladies and gentlemen. Put that out there right now. The number, 347-843-4559. You guys should be putting that number out there because Dr. Henderson's coming up with another powerful, powerful Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. The number again, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to tweet that out, ladies and gentlemen, right now to everybody that you know. Once again, Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And the number one more time, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. And she'll be up right after this next song, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. This is
Straight to the Point. I am my boy.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. Henderson, and we're getting ready to open up her mic, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands for the woman of God, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Henderson, coming up. Welcome, Doc.
Yay! How y'all going out there in Radio Land? I'm so glad that you guys have tuned in with me to hear another episode of Straight to the Point. Because we never could have made it without him. And so, look, guys, if you try to figure out what we just got finished listening to, we all know that the Honorable Marvin Sapp came out with the song. He's the original originator of the song Never Would Have Made It. Everybody know that that's my Aunt Jean's favorite song. My Aunt Jean, bless her heart, she passed away of cancer several years ago. But anyways, long story short, I saw this remix of the song on Mama Stop's page, and so I went on to the YouTube to see who did the remix, and this particular one is by, so we give credit to somebody named I Marquise and DJ Danny Go, but I like it. I like it. And you already know why. I like that beat. I like that beat. I like the remix. You know, I wish that it could have been a little longer. You know, I think it was only, What was it, Kevin, like 2 minutes or so? Or was it, it was short. It was short. So I wish it was just a little longer. But it was nice. I liked it. So we give credit to him. And then we give credit to the sisters, Mary, that's their stage name. It's the God in Me and Go Get It. You know, I think that they're strong together. You know, I really like them and when they were together. I mean, they do good apart with their singles, but I really like them when they come together. It's just so much powerful. It's something about unity. You know, it's when they were making songs and they were a team and then they were together of course they are still together as sisters. But I mean, in the music making business, like, you know, making songs like It's the God in Me, Go Get It, I Want to Go to Heaven. You know, I like that song. I Want to Go to Heaven. So that one, and then it was a lot of them that they came out with. And those songs kind of like went through the roof. I like them. So we give credit to Mary for It's the God in Me and Go Get It. And Mary, who is Erica Campbell, and then her sister. What is her sister name? I cannot even think of her sister name. Forgive me, guys. But Tina Campbell, Erica and Tina Campbell, that's their names, and I really like them. But I like those songs, and so I'm just so used to saying Mary, you know, Mary. And so we give credit to all of those the gospel artists that of the songs that we played for you all today in your hearing, and also for the remix of Never Would Have Made It. And that used to be Aunt Jean's, not the remix, but the original song. Used to be Aunt Jean's play song on her ringtone on her cell phone. Whenever her cell phone would ring, you would hear Never Would Have Made It. And so we give credit to I'm Marquise and DJ Danny Gold, okay? So I want to welcome you guys. For those of you who do not know who we are, Straight to the Point is a prosthetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone. For the word is clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So we bring you a word. We also talk about business, and then we do what is called a relationship segment, in which we have a panel and we answer your questions, and then I give the final answer. And I'm going to go ahead and get started, because this, what I'm going to talk to you guys about, is probably going to be less than 5 minutes. I don't want to keep you long. I have to be off by a certain time tonight, so I definitely don't want to keep you guys long. I posted the flyer, and the title of today's word is, It's in the details. And, you know, that came in my spirit not too long ago. And I know why. I've been working on several projects and working on several things, business endeavors and some joint ventures and some things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of times when we're working on things, or when God has given us a vision for something, we sometimes look at the big picture, and by looking at the big picture, we go out thinking that it should be exactly on day one as we saw it in our vision or in our minds. But how many of you know that it's in the details? I heard the Lord say to me, it's in the details. And when I researched it and I looked at it, and I even looked at not just some of the things that I'm working on, but just people in general, the internet, turn on, you know, on TV, or you turn on, you know, all over the internet, people talk about certain things, and if it's not big to them, then to them it's not important, you know, culture and life and society and got people, and even, you know, even with our children, have them thinking that if it's not big, then it's not important, or if it's not big, then you know, it's mediocrity, or, you know, it's less important or less than what God, you know, say that how it should be or how you should be. If it's not big and glamorous and if it's not exploding or if it doesn't have a whole, if it doesn't have a million followers, then somehow in society mind that what you're doing, what you're working on, or, you know, your project or whatever, that somehow it's not that important. And I noticed that it's not until it gets big do you really get the attention. But how many of you know that the God that we serve specializes in detail? We serve a God that specializes in detail. He is a detail-oriented God in that he special, and that's what I heard God tell me. He said, I specialize in the details. He said, it's in the detail. Your success, your the vision, the dream, the success of it is going to come from the detail. And so we don't, and even, you know, when we're designing things or when we're putting things together, we don't spend enough time in the detail of it. Sometimes we rush and put stuff out. Sometimes in order to get a click or a like, you know, sometimes we say stuff, you know, sometimes we do things. And what we don't understand is that that even the little, I mean, even one word has significance. And just going back to, you know, how people like you or, you know, think you're important based on social media followers. And what we fail to understand is that God specializes in the little things. He said, I take the little things. I take the things that people don't look at. I take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He said, I do that because I want people to know that before anything becomes big, it starts out, and we talked about this last week, as a seed. It starts out as small. And so we have to stop dismissing people, places, and things because they're not at the place and or in our own minds where we feel like they should be, because society tells us, you know, they gives us and try to define us of what success looks like or what good looks like or what great looks like. You know, you understand what I'm saying? But in their limited mind, they don't think it looks good or it's successful until it's big. You know, even if you look on social media, people who have 25,000, 40,000, 50,000 followers, you know, they get a lot of attention versus the people who have 700, maybe 500, maybe 400 followers. But one thing that I noticed, and I'm just, and God had pointed this out to me. He said, this is what I want. I want you to look at, go to this certain person's page. And I want you to go through, look at their followers. And I want you to see, yeah, they got 100,000 followers, but the people that's following them, you know, just look at the value. Look at the value. The people that's following them. Then I want you to go and look at yours and look at who's and look at the number of followers you have. But then I want you to open up your list and tell and I want you to tell me and I want to show you who's following you. So while that person may have 100,000 followers, right, and I may have maybe under 2,000 or under, but in my 2,000 and under, I have billionaires and millionaires following me, okay, versus the people with 100,000, they ain't got nobody that's even 100,000 following them. So we got to stop. Yes. We got to stop getting so caught up on the numbers. We got to stop getting so caught up on because something looked big, because it looked big that somehow that got to be it. And God is saying, I want you to tell my people that it's in the details. Just like I just gave the example, I'm telling y'all, the 2,000 or, you know, 2,500 I have on Twitter, the the 1750 I have on Instagram, the 6500 I have on Facebook, if you go through that list, most of them are millionaires and billionaires. So what I'm trying to tell you is that we be so busy overlooking the 2,500 person, the person with the 2,500 followers, and we get so caught up in looking at the person with the 100,000 followers, and we'll choose the one with the 100,000 followers because we think somehow they're so big and so great, and people are being overlooked like that every single day. And God said, you see that? I'm using you as an example because I want you to see that value is not contingent upon the numbers. Your value and who your worth and your value is not contingent upon who like you, who's following you. Amen. But your worth and your value, or how many people are following you, but your worth and your value is based upon who are the people. Amen. What I'm trying to say is that you got to know your purpose. You got to know where you're going at in life. Because if you don't know your purpose and if you don't know where you're going at, then anybody can just come along and define you and have you thinking like them. Have you thinking what big and glamorous and success look like. Amen. But success isn't contingent upon how many followers you have. Success is not contingent upon, you know, how many people that you have in your church. Success is not contingent upon how big your church is, how big your business is, how big your facility is. That success is not contingent upon those things. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Let's talk about God now. God is the God of detail. I want to tell somebody on tonight, before I get into that, I want to tell you that it's very important that you follow your dreams, that you be intentional about your purpose, that you not only start, but in order to even start, you got to get out and go get it. But in order to win, you got to finish. But I want to tell you to finish so that you could win. Don't get caught up on the hoorah. Don't get caught up on the noise that is around you. Don't get caught up in what you see on the internet. Don't get caught up on any of those things because in reality, it's not real. It's in the details. Don't worry about the size, but be specific, be precise, because it's in the details. Your success is contingent upon the details. Attention paid to small things have a big reward. Remember that. Attention paid to small things have a big reward. The God we serve is a very detailed, oriented God. He specializes in the detail. From the creation of heaven and earth, remember? How many days did it take? What did he do first? What did he create first? Right? To the building of the tabernacle, to the building of the ark, to the temple, God specialized in details. To even telling Aaron about his priestly garments, how he wanted them, what he wanted him to wear, right? And it was in everything that was built for the tabernacle, for the temple, that was built, that Aaron had to do for his garments, it all had a meaning to it. So in order for something to have a meaning to it, then that means that God specializes in the details. It was good when God said that when he created certain things and he said and it was good because of the details. Amen? So I want to go back a little bit and I want to talk a little bit about why it's important to focus on the details and focus on the hurrah. And detail is what gets you your success. You know, a lot of times people look at, you know, when you go to explain your business plan, when you go and talk about your business plan, you got to get into how you're going to really, investors want to know how you're going to, you know, give them a return on their investment. Investors want to know, okay, I hear you, how you going to, you got to explain to me, I don't care how big it look, how gorgeous it look, how beautiful it look, at the end of the day, I need you to explain to me how you're going to get me a return on my investment. So you got to be able to go in and explain to those investors how you plan on giving them a return on their investment, and it's in the details, okay? And then I want to talk to you guys, and that's just as far as the business plan or anything or any plan that you do. When God created us, he created us in detail. Even when you read the Bible, you know, in the beginning, you know, he said, let us, he was talking about not just himself, but, you know, him combined with the Father, I mean, combined with the Son, which was Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, all wrapped up in one. So Jesus didn't just come on the scene in the New Testament. No, Jesus was always on the scene. But in order for you to understand that, you got to read the details. Even when you read the Bible, it's never what's on surface. You know, people really take that literally, a lot of what they read on the surface, and they run with it, and that's why you have a lot of error in the church. It's, you can never run with what's on the surface of a thing. You got to be able to research and study to show thyself approved, right, unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So in order to even divide the word, you got to be able to get into those details and ask God for the revelation of what he's speaking to you. And in order to even do that, you got to be able to understand the context of the word. You got to be able to find, know, and research when it was written, at what time it was written, which, you know, back, you know, which region it was written, and what, for what people it was written. And then you got to be able to ask God to give you the revelation of what he's speaking to in today's time. But a lot of times people don't do that. They run with what they see on the surface, and then they tell you that that's what God is saying. And God told me to tell the people on tonight that you have to take time to research, because what he's speaking to you, what he's trying to tell you, what he's trying to show you, it's not what's on the surface, but it's in the details. And to understand the details, you got to be able to do some research to understand, to peel back. Even what's in today's time, people are quick to run with a lie than to research and find the truth. Because the lie, which spreads faster, a lie will spread faster, and we get more clicks and we get more likes than the truth. Because the Bible says the truth will set you free. The truth will make you free. And so I declare to you that on tonight, that the truth is in the details. The truth is always in the details of a thing. And the devil know that people don't like to read the details, don't like to research and find out the truth of the matter. And so the devil will put something out and have you running with it, and it ain't true. And God told me that I need you to speak to the people and tell them, I need them to take some time and know that whatever they're seeking, whether they're building a business, whether they're reaching for success, whether they're preaching the word, whether they're you know, in politics or in whatever they're doing, business, ministry, that to take time out and know that whatever they're seeking is in the details. He said, because I'm a God of detail. And in order to, you know, the thing is, remember the Bible says that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And remember in Ephesians, it said when they talked about concerning marriage, he talked about it's a mystery. You know, a lot of times when we be reading it don't even be what God is saying. You got to be able to unravel and get into that word and study that word and ask God for the revelation of that thing to get the truth. And so that's what God is speaking on tonight, that we take some time to find out the details of life, to find out the detail of the things that he's trying to show us. Even when he gives us dreams and visions, it's never what's on the surface. I wish you guys would get in my dreams and vision class. You'll be surprised that a lot of stuff that you're dreaming, that most of it ain't even from God. Yeah, you'll be surprised. And a lot of stuff that you're dreaming, what you think is on the surface, what you think God is saying, that God not even saying. And when you start dreaming about other people, a lot of times it ain't even about them, it's about you. And you got to understand with dreams and visions that, you know, and you got to understand, are you the star of the dream or is somebody else the star of the dream? Because if you're the star of the dream, then that means that it is about you. But if you're not the star of the dream, then it's not about you. Are you on the inside looking out? Because if you're on the outside looking in, it ain't about you. It's a prophetic dream. But if you're on the inside, then it is very much about you. So it's a lot about dreams and visions, but people take dreams and visions and they run with them, not knowing that in order to understand what your dream is about, what the vision is about, it's in the details. Hallelujah. And a lot of people would say, well, doesn't that mean that the person is simply lacking knowledge? Yeah, that too. But even with knowledge, you got to be able to take a step back and look at that thing, whatever it is, and not get so caught up on the outside of it, but learn and discern the detail of it. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. It's in the details. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, what a powerful, powerful message tonight. Let's give Dr. Henderson some praise for that one, guys. I hope you're taking some notes, guys. Wow. Love it, Doc. Yeah. Hey, Doc, real quick before we open up the lines here, I wanted to, I was looking up the, as you know, God is in the details, and ladies and gentlemen, you need to look up just the anatomy of the body, of the human body, and I just looked up one area, Doc, real quick, was the eyeball, our eyeball, and it's probably more than this, I'm sure, in detail, but it's about 22 plus things that make up the eyeball, and it's probably more detail of that when you get down to the microscopic level that God put together so we could see. With the eyes. Isn't that powerful? So we just thank God for the eyeball today and all the details that he put together so we can just see and have sight today. So powerful, powerful. So God is in the details, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
But you know what? Dr. Vaughn, even how God created man and how he created the woman. You know, I mean, God is a God of detail. You know, we just want, you know, quicker, fixer, upper. And God said, look, I'm a God of detail. You know, can do a quick fix the upper, but I'm a God of detail. You know, I need it done right. I need it, I need the I's dotted and the T crossed. That's the type of God. He's a God of detail. And he's a God of excellence, of detail. One, you know, it got to be right. It got, you know, that's just.
Yeah.
Look, read your Bible.
Amen.
When he gave his instructions to build anything, he told him how he wanted it. He told them how it should be measured. It should be this long, this short, this wide.
Yep.
He was very detailed about what he wanted and how he wanted it. But one thing I like about God is that he ain't going to have you guessing. He's going to tell you what he wants, how he wanted, when he wanted, where he wanted. So that's what he did. He told them how, when, where, and why.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And that was for building, creating everything. So if you got a business or if you got a ministry, speak to God of detail, and he will tell you when, where, and why, and how. Amen? And you don't get caught up on thinking that automatically it's supposed to be something, this big, big, grand thing. Look at the detail of it, because your blessing is in the detail. Your blessing is in the detail. The little detail is what's going to take you to your wealthy place. The blessing is in the detail. Amen.
Amen. So, amen, yeah. Doc. I love it. Powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up these lines. Dr. Henderson is ready for you. Hey, to let everybody know, we only mentioned your last four digits, okay? So you may be on mute, so we'll give you a few seconds to come off mute. But for those listening all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen, we only mentioned your last four digits on the network when you do call in. Okay, Dr. Henderson, let's get this thing started here. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our first caller, 1795. You're online with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hey, praise him.
Yes, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you as well. I enjoyed the message. Enjoyed the message on tonight about the details, how God pays attention to the details. And everything means something to him.
That's
and
right.
And we cannot
everything.
Overlook the things that we think are the little things and that don't matter. They matter to him. If he took the time to present it or to put it there, it's there for a purpose and it means something. You know, because God is not a God that wastes anything. Everything he does is for purpose. And he does it on purpose. And you said that he's a God of excellence. And when you said excellence, I went a little further and I said he's a God of perfection. He does everything perfect for a reason. And nothing is wasted. You know, and sometimes Dr. Vaughn was talking about the eyeball. That's one of the details on our face. And then you look at the detail. He didn't give us just one eye. He gave us two eyes.
Amen.
He gave us two eyes. And then he turned around and gave us two eyebrows to go over the eyes. The little details. And he put the nose in the middle in between the eyes. And then he put two ears on the side, one on each side. You know, so he is a God of details, and sometimes we miss little things because we think that they're small things and that they don't matter. But it's the small things that matter more than the big picture.
Yeah,
it's the small things. It's the little things that you have to pay attention
little
to
things that it's worth.
And know that it means something, and God has it there for a purpose. You know, even when you read the Word and you see little things in different passages.
Yeah.
And it's the details in the Word that you got to pay attention to. Why did he put that there? There's a reason that's there. You know, let me stop and slow it down and see, why did he put that word there? Why did he word it like that? Why is it in between these two verses, you know? Little things like that, details to help bring forth understanding, because he said in his word, in everything that you get, I want you to get an understanding. So I make it really detailed and real plain for you so that you can get it and pay attention to it. So I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. I do have a testimony, and if I can.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Amen. The last time I was on the line, it was probably about 3 weeks or maybe a month ago, when you spoke a prophetic word to me. This is the second prophetic. Well, this ain't the only, these are not the only two prophetic words, but you know what I mean, lately. You spoke a prophetic word to me about some finances that was getting ready to break through for me. You remember that? Everything that word, good God Almighty, I'm here to tell you. Finances had just started coming to me every time I turned around. Dr. Henderson, I'm telling I had mentioned, amen, I bless God for it. I had mentioned on the line a couple of months ago, or maybe a month or so ago, how I had not been working since December, right? I'm telling you. And you said 30 days. And I'm in that 30 days. Every time I turned around, God was sending somebody to me and blessing me with money, just blessing me with money, giving me ways to get money, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, it's not been little money. Every time I turn around, almost on a daily basis, right? And I'm like, good God Almighty. Because when you said that, I said, oh, yeah, I'm coming back with a testimony. But I just want to, amen.
Praise God.
And then there's a song out there. I don't know who made it, but you're going to know. When it says, every time I turn around, he keeps blessing.
Blessings,
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 yes,
blessings. Yes,
blessings upon blessings.
Praise God.
And I'm telling you, can't nobody beat God blessing. And I'm just grateful, and I just wanted to come back and give that testimony and let you know that word did not fall to the ground. It did not fall to the ground. Amen. Glory to God.
God bless you, my dear. You know.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, how do you know a true prophet? The word came to pass. I specifically spoke 30 days. God
it
told me 30 days. Remember I talked about provision and that corn? That
yep.
corn
yeah.
and that provision.
Yep.
And I tell
yep.
you, God did it. God bless
he
you,
did
my
it.
Dear. I thank God because you
it.
Always come back and you say thank you and you come back
yes,
and you get a testimony. I
yes,
pray that God
right.
will continue to select your cup one over. And
amen.
That it will overflow in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I knew
God,
it.
Hallelujah.
When God
thank
had
you,
shown
God.
Me that corn, when that forest and them pine trees, I knew it. So God bless you, my dear. And I just need you to just tell somebody that it was God that did this
it
thing.
Was God, that
did
that.
God bless 30 you, my
days.
Dear. Thank
days,
you so much
amen.
For listening. God bless you.
God
amen.
Bless you as well.
Amen.
Dr. Vaughn,
yes, ma'am.
It again.
Amen. Just like you said. Just like you
30
said.
30 days.
Amen.
30 days. You know what,
amen.
Dr. Vaughn?
What's happening,
I keep
Doc?
Telling people, God
yep.
is not like man, people,
right.
that he shall
right.
lie. Neither
right.
the Son of Man that he shall repent. If
amen.
God said, see, the,
that's right.
the word is that what we have to pay attention to, Dr. Vaughn,
yeah.
is
yeah.
if.
Yeah.
I ask, which is the conjunction word. If God said it, guess what?
Yeah.
It shall
it.
Surely come to pass.
Amen.
If
amen.
God didn't say it, and if people was caught up in their emotions, giving people word and all that stuff,
yeah.
then it
yeah.
ain't come
yeah.
to pass. But I
right.
told you. That
mm-hmm.
I declare and I decree, and God is not a liar. He said, I swear by my own name, that if I should speak a thing and say a thing, that I swear by my own name, because ain't no man more
that's
integral,
right. amen.
More mighty,
amen.
More awesome,
amen.
More excellent, more
amen.
Greater
amen.
Than I am.
Amen.
So God said, 30 days, tell her 30 days, and look at God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every time.
So I'm excited. God bless you, my dear. Everybody out there that's listening, if you're just coming on and you're trying to figure out why we're excited, about a month ago, Evangelist Mays came on about a month ago, and a month or so ago, and told us about her daughter and her husband, you know, having cancer. And then I told her that we prayed. She came back on the night a couple of weeks, said God healed them. Then I told her on that same day, I said, because you came back and said thank you, God told me to tell you that in 30 days that he was going to bless you. He was going to give you a financial blessing because you came back. Because a lot
amen.
Of people don't come back and say thank you. A lot of people don't come
that's
back
right,
and even
God.
Get a testimony. They keep going. And they don't
that's
realize
right.
when they do that, you know, you didn't give
yeah.
God glory for what he did. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
that can open up a door for something else to come on you. But Evangelist Mays is so humble. She always come back. So when she
amen.
Came back and taught us that testimony, God said, I need you to speak this word. Tell her about the corn. Tell her about what the grass means. And I spoke
wow.
and I told her 30 days. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 30 days. She
came
and showed them out and said that the word that was spoken to her has come to pass. And she's been getting an overflow of blessings and finances. I mean, she said not no little money, but she's been getting big money. So God did it for her. Amen. So we bless the Lord for Evangelist Mays. We give God the glory for the spoken, prophetic, real prophetic word of God. So, Dr. God, what could you say?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're here on Straight to the Point. If you're just joining us, hey, Doc, our next caller is 9329, one of the most famous extensions on the planet, 9329. You're with us. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. This is Elder. I'm on my cell phone tonight.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm on my cell phone tonight. Amen. You know, that message tonight, details, was a very powerful message. And it is true that we should always look at the details
That's right.
Amen to deep. We should always look at the detail, because the detail is what tells the story. The detail is what tells the story about, you know, your situation, what things will happen in your life. The details, when you read a storybook, you know, you look at the details. Like, for instance, in grade school, you had Jack and Jill went up the hill. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came coming after him. So that, you know, that was the details that Jack fell down, but Jill went down to get Jack. You know, so we always have to look at the details and praise God for the details, and not only stories like, you know, that, like I just said, but also in life. You have to look at details in life, because life has details in it as well, and it takes you and moves you to the next level. I do also have a testimony as well. I went to the doctor this week, and I got a good report at the doctor, and said everything was, you know, all right. Everything was good.
Amen.
My blood had moved up, and, you know, I'm off from being anemic, not to being anemic again. So, you know, I just praise God. Thank God for what He has done. You know, God is surely a good God, and He surely is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
And I try to praise God in every opportunity that I get. Whether the good or the bad, I always give God the glory, because I know and I believe that God can fix it. God can make it better. God can do it. God can make changes. As long as we accept the changes that God has for us, and we have to get into the details and know who God is.
Yeah.
That's the details, and know who God is. So I just thank God tonight and praise Him tonight and thank Him for that message tonight. Detail, that was a, you know, that's a powerful message. Details.
Amen.
That's all you need to get into the details. You know, praise God. You know, everything you do, even when you walk, is a detail in your walk. You know, everybody has a certain walk in their walking. It's the detail, the way they walk, and you know, and
that's
just like
right.
in the Word of God, there's every word in the Word of God has a detail. God is telling you something in the Word of God that He wants you to do. It is not for the next person. It's for you to do. And the detail is right in there, and we have to go in there and get it. And I thank God for tonight,
right.
and I praise Him, and God be the glory. Thank you for that.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks, Elder. And so we thank God for healing your body. Amen.
Amen.
That's an awesome, awesome testimony. He's a healer. We know that He's a healer. So we give Him glory.
Is.
You know, I thank God for all of you all that's on this line. You know, you guys, God, you're showing the world. People listen to this. They play back. So you're showing the world that God is still taking care of His people, that God is still healing His people, that God is still delivering His people. And so I thank God that God is showing His miracles right here on the Straight to the Point, that He is, you know, I give Him the praise. I'm just a vessel, you know, I'm just a spokesperson, but it's God that's doing it. It's the divine power of God that's healing, delivering, that's bringing the finances, you know, doing everything He said He's going to do. And every time He gives me a word for the people, it comes to pass. And so, you know, I thank God for being a truthful, a detailed, a real, you know, God is real. One thing we could say about God, He's real. What I mean by real, I'm not talking about real in the essence of, you know, of somebody that's dead or somebody that's, you know, that's make-believe. I mean, He's real. You know, He's you can feel His presence. You know, you may can't see Him in the natural, but you can feel His presence, and you experience Him in the supernatural. And not just that in the natural, you see the fulfillment of the blessings that is spoken to you through His prophets. And so in saying that, you know, that gives you the confirmation that he hears you and he sees you and that he loves you. And so, you know, thank you so much, Elder. Y'all stay on. We got to do the business spotlight. Dr. Bob.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Doc, we got, we're going to open up the line. We got another caller, and we're going to mention only the last four digits. And we're just excited about this topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point. Hey, our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 0837. 0837, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Hi, thank you. I need prayer.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm being attacked. I don't know what's happening. It's just all ends, you know, work, home. I just sit down and just cry a lot lately.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pray for you. Okay. Holy God of Israel, the one and only God, the true God, the supreme God. Father, you know everything. You see everything, Father God. You're present everywhere. You're powerful. You're all-knowing, oh God. You're omniscient. You omnipotent, Father God. Lord God, you are God of everywhere, of all-knowing and everywhere, God. Touch your daughter right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father, for you know the plans that you have for her. You have good plans for her, great plans for her, Father God. Let her not get caught up on what she sees in the natural, God. But Father God, let her hold on to your word, Father God. Hold on to the word that you spoke to her 5 years ago, Father God. You spoke a word to her 5 years ago. Let her hold on to that promise, God, not getting caught up on what she sees in the natural, for the just shall live by faith, Father God. Let her walk by faith and not by sight, Father God. Not getting caught up, Father God, because her natural eyes are lying to her, God. But, Father God, let her walk in the spirit, oh God, for you are a God of spirit, and those who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. We pull down every stronghold. The devil has been lying to you, my dear. He's a liar. He's lying to you, trying to stop you from moving to the place and the purpose, and fulfilling the purpose and obtaining the promise that God has for your life. He's a liar, and he's been lying to you for the last 3 years. It's been 3 years. He's been lying to you for three. I hear the Lord saying 3 years. And that God said, but remember, would you say that one more time?
It is 3 years. My manager is really horrible to me. And
okay.
And, my job right now. I've been there 3 years.
That's okay. I heard God say 3 years, so thank you for the confirmation, and I don't know you, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. I heard the Lord saying it's been 3 years that you've been under this duress, and the thing about it is that God says that the reason why the enemy is trying to run you out of there because of the magnitude of the inner strength that he has given you, and that the devil is trying to run you out of there because, believe it or not, it's some people that need your testimony. You have a testimony that people need to hear so that they will hold on. It was somebody on your job, and I hear the Lord say, she was going to commit suicide. Somebody that was very suicidal on your job, she was going to commit suicide, but God said, because of your strength, of you holding on, she was able to hold on. Amen. And so I hear Lord saying, I hear the Lord saying that the devil wants you out of there, but he needs you to hold on because it won't be too long where he is going to remove you from there. But right now, it's some people, and I know, you know, God is not a selfish God. God loves us all the same. But when you have been ordained and chosen, you are a chosen vessel of God. God has ordained you before he even put you in your mother's womb. Amen. And even been in your mother's womb, your mother had some pregnancy complications. The devil been trying to kill you ever since she was carrying you. Amen. And even when she birthed you out, even then, the doctors almost dropped you. But I hear the Lord saying that you have been chosen, you are a chosen vessel, and that he has called you to greatness, and that you can't give up now. He needs you to hold on and be strong and finish the race. I started out this message, and I talked about how you got to start But when you start, get going. But in order to win, you got to finish. So you got to finish something that you that God has started in you, and you're almost done. Just hold on, my dear. I hear the Lord saying that, and I see a light. I see a light, meaning that you're almost there. But I need you to hold on. I need you to hold on just a little while longer, because in this process still, God is purging you from something, from a childhood situation that you've had to overcome. I hear the Lord saying, I'm purging her from that. I hear God saying that he's making you over in a certain area in your life that, that almost really caused you to want to just say, I give up on life. But I hear the Lord saying that I'm making her over in that area. So I need you to just hold on a little while longer, and let me pray right quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, give her strength to hold on, Father, not just hold on, God, but to finish what it is, God, that you have put in her, that you have placed in her, God, and let her know, God. I hear the Lord saying, I don't know what 3 months coming from. Something's going to happen in 3 months. 3 months. I just hear the Lord saying 3 months. So something's going to happen in 3 months. I hear God saying a removal, a removal. So I don't know if it's going to happen to your boss, or I just hear the Lord saying 3 months, there's going to be a removal. And I want you to come back in 3 months and give the testimony, okay? But I hear the Lord saying in 3 months, there's going to be a removal. There's going to be a removal in 3 months. You hold on now. You hold on.
I was going to walk out next week.
Yeah.
I was going to walk out.
Walking, It, you know, it could be him. It's either going to be the boss that's going to be removed, or it's going to be you who God is going to remove, okay? So just don't be act like you're surprised. Just remember that the prophet spoke that it was 3 months, and God is not showing me who it is. For whatever reason, there's a block, and God is not showing me if it's going to be you or if it's going to be the manager. But there's going to be a removal somewhere in that workplace in 3 months. Hold on to 3 months. Okay? And so
okay.
I hear the Lord saying, be strong. Something's going to happen in 3 months. But, Father, strengthen her. Let her go through the trial, Father God. Let her go through what it is that you have to go, that you have her going through. But, Father God, heal her emotions. Heal her emotions,
yes.
That she won't speak out of emotion, God, that she won't even, work out of emotion. But, Father God, let her walk in the Spirit, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that she will walk it out in the Spirit. And I know it's hard, God. I know it's hurtful. But, Father, we bind and we rebuke the spirit of rejection that's on her, that the enemy trying to remind her. And that's what you're feeling, that rejection come from. That's some childhood stuff, you know, some that rejection. That's, you know, the enemy know that you were rejected in your early years. And so he's caused and some people on the job to reject you, that touched that unhealed spot that you thought that you was healed from, that you thought that thing was over and that it had passed from your life. But it's still there. And that's the thing that God said, that's what he got to deal with. And a lot of times when we're not healed from certain things, God will allow certain things to happen to us to perk that thing back open, to let us know that we're still dealing with it, so that we can get healed to go to the next level in which he wants us to go. And because the next level that God is taking you to, you got to be able to just let rejection bounce off of you. And I hear abandonment too. I hear abandonment. I hear rejection. I hear abandonment. Abandonment. You went through some abandonment. But I hear the Lord saying that even you going through that abandonment, that you know what you're going through now in this purging process, even on that job, and it don't feel good, it's preparing you for your next level in him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will just touch her right now, Father God. Wash her and purge her, oh God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. Make her over again. Put her on the potter's wheel and spend her, oh Father God, that when she comes off this time, hallelujah, because you've been on there before, but God said when you come off this time, hallelujah, you will be white as snow, that you will be spotless, and I'm talking about in the spirit realm, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Father, I thank you, even Father, and I hear the Lord saying, don't fear. Don't fear, don't fear. I bind and I rebuke the spirit of fear. Don't be in fear of how you're going to, if things don't work out, how you're going to pay this or how you're going to pay that or how you're going to pay this. God said that I am the God that provides for my people. He says that I am a provider, and you will see. 3 months, I hear the Lord saying, you tell her that she will see in 3 months. She will see my mighty hand move in her favor. Thank you, God. And I hear the Lord saying that she will see my mighty hand move in her favor. That's all God is showing me. And he's speaking to me in my spirit real strong. Tell her in 3 months she will see my mighty hand move in her favor. But there's going to be a removal. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will, Father God. But even in that, but God said, don't go talking. Don't go talking.
I know.
Because he said, don't go talking. Be careful what you say out of your mouth. Stop speaking. Stop talking. You know, even this word, you know, because your words have power. Be careful what you speak out of your mouth. Be very careful because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that eat the fruit thereof. Be very careful who you talk to. Be very careful who you even, who you got this word hiding in your heart. David said that I got the word and I hid it in my heart so I won't sin against you, Lord. So hide this word in your heart. Hide this prophetic word in your heart. But when it come to pass, God said you could scream it to the top of your lungs, and you come back and give us some testimony and tell the whole world what God did for you. Father, I thank you that she's laughing now, because as you allow, Father God, as you gave Hannah a new song, you hear the Lord saying he's going to give you a new song. And just as you just laugh, you feel even better than from the time you came on the line. God said he's going to do it just like that. 3 months. I'll see you in 3 months. Don't forget to come back. God bless you. In Jesus' name, fellowship will be established on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Dr. Vaughn. Amen. Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank
you're welcome. You're welcome. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, folks. So you better give God some praise real quick.
I don't leave. I don't leave.
Amen.
There is a spirit of suicide in the place that I work. You're right about that.
Oh, praise God. See, I don't even know. You don't know. I'm just being led by the Spirit, and thank you for confirming that.
When I first started there 3 years ago, there was like two or three people that jumped off the building. And somebody gave me a word. I didn't know these people, but I felt bad. And somebody told me that God was making me a spiritual warrior, but I'm tired, you know, and nobody has hurt themselves. But it's just a lot, you know. Even my manager would go take a picture of the body with a sheet over it. I said, something's wrong with you, you know. But, I mean, nobody has done it since I've been there, you know. It's wearing me. It's wearing me.
It is. I want you to read Psalms 91, okay? Morning and night. Psalms 91 and Psalm 91 and Psalm 121, morning and night. Morning and night. And I want you, Psalm 91 and Psalm 121, morning and night.
Okay.
And I want you every morning when you get up to say, God is not punishing me. God loves me. God has a plan for my life. God is not punishing me. God loves me. God has a plan for my life. You look yourself in the mirror every morning and you speak that even before you go to bed, when you get off work, even before you go to bed. God is not punishing me. God loves me. God has a plan for my life. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Right.
I will
Dr.
call
Vaughn.
You back.
All right. See you in 3 months, Dr. Vaughn.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Henderson, we serve a mighty God. Back to you. Back to you. I love it. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad that you guys are seeing the real prophetic being unleashed on the Straight to the Point.
Crazy.
It's not about me. The gift is strong, and believe me, no real prophet really, I'm being honest, want it. I'm not trying to put nobody down. I'm just telling you that it comes with a big responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And you haven't really nobody have seen me walk in all of it, the fullness of it. Because let me tell you something. It's not pretty. Read my book. When a prophet cries, something happens. I'm not trying to scare nobody. And it's not pretty. So all these people you say that's on TV, they got all these followers, they got all this money from preaching and giving false prophecies that love talking about they prophets, you better believe they ain't real. Read the Bible. Real prophets don't want it. No prophet in the Bible wanted it. But it ain't for us. It's for God's people. The gift is not for you to get rich off of. The gift is for the people. To get healed, delivered, and set free. But yes, your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. And yeah, they are supposed to sow back into your life. But it's not for you to make people think it's glimmer and gold. Because at the end of the day, it don't. When God showed you stuff about people that you love, it hurts. And people say, she don't want, you know, what's wrong with her? She don't want to be a prophet. It ain't about that. The gift brings on a heavy responsibility. If Jeremiah was alive, I'll tell you to ask Jeremiah. If who couldn't get married, who God called him as a child, told him, you can't get a wife. Ask Ezekiel, who God told him, your wife is going to die. But you got to keep preaching. You got to keep speaking my word. Ask Elijah, who at one time God used him mightily, and then the next week or so, he was running for his life. Ask Jonah, who God made him go and speak to a people who he knew didn't love God, who he knew was going to fake, repent, and then go back and do what they wanted to do. But he still had to do it. Ask Isaiah. Ask Moses. Ask all the apostles who had to take a stand for the word of God and end up with their heads cut off because they had to stand in truth. They couldn't compromise. They couldn't take political sides. They had to be neutral. They had to stand on the word of God because a real prophet got to stand on the word of God. A real and true prophet got to be on the Lord's side. A real and true prophet got to speak what Jesus speaks, got to speak what God speaks, and don't care who it hurts. Let the chips fall where they may. A real and true prophet is accountable to God and not man. So no, they ain't on no political side. They on the Lord's side. It's what Jesus say. It's what the Bible say. A real and true prophet of God. So that's the word. Let's shift. Let's go into our business session. Dr. Bob, who we have on? Because I got to let you guys go. Who do we have on? Talk about the business. Just the business.
Amen, Brother Hembrick.
We got to go. All right.
Brother Hembrick, you're up, buddy. Yeah, Brother
tonight,
Hembrick, you're on, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have Alpha and Omega, ABC and coloring book. Very good book. It's a coloring book and also the ABC book. One book is colored and one book is already, one book is colored and one book that you is already, you can color in it. It's a very good book. We have it on YouTube. It's on YouTube. You can get it at Amazon. You can order directly from Amazon at 866-909-BOOK or 866-909-2665. And as well, you can also go to Walmart, and Walmart has it, or you can go to any Christian bookstore. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble,
You can go to any Christian bookstore and pick up this book. Scripture. The scripture is all thy children shall be taught in the Lord, and grace shall be the peace of thy children. Prophetess Lillian Hembrick, she's the author of the book and publisher of the book, and you know, it's a very good book, and this school is starting right now, and I think it's be a good time to get the book going. You go YouTube to look up the little trailer that we have. Also go to Amazon and get the book. It's we get it just in time for school, and God be the glory on that. God is good. Also, praise God on Wednesday night. Praise God that we have Mountain Moving prayer line, and we have the word. We got a word. We got we have worship and songs, and we have prayer time. You can join us on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at 515-606-5994. The access code number is 341-909-POUND. We ask that you would join us, myself and Prophetess Lillian Hembrick. We're going to pray for healing and deliverance, pray for family and marriages. We come up against sickness and diseases, come up against curses of all kinds, come up against poverty and lack of. Praise God. And our scripture is found in Matthew 11:12, and from the days of John the Baptist until the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent is taken by force. God is so good. And this week's word, I'm going to praise God on Wednesday. I'm going to do steps for Christians. Praise God. God gave me that to, you know, do, and I'm getting it together. So praise God. I already got everything. I got it on Facebook, so you can look on Facebook and you can see what we are doing here at Mountain Moving Prayer Line. That subject again is steps for Christians. Praise God. Oh God, every time I think about that, oh God, I know God is going to really do some tremendous things. It's going to be, I'm going to do a series on it. Because actually it's 12 steps. I'm going to be doing a series on all 12 of the steps. I think it'd be beneficial for the body of Christ. God be the glory. I thank you for your time. God bless you. Continue to keep us in prayer. We love you. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Bond.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to make mine real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for the opportunity, too, Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to go to MLT Networks, mltnetworks.net. mltnetworks.net is my website for the business segment. And we've got a lot of great things happening. Love to talk to you as well. So I'm going to give you my number. You can text me, email me, whatever you got to do, 404-401-0233. 404-401-0233. Just want to hear from you. We'll be glad to talk to you, and I'll give you some more details, of course, about our wonderful, wonderful network, mltnetworks.net. Back to you, Doc.
All right, awesome. So I want you guys to go to register for the P3 Conference. P3 Conference 2019 will be held right here in the DMV area at the Westin Crystal City. I want you guys to go register eventbrite.com. We're excited about it. Look, it is another flyer out there with somebody don't mimic us, but there's only one original. That's us, P3 Conference 2019. We've been doing this conference since 2012. And so we're excited that we're bringing it back here in the DMV area. Those of you who know anybody, I'm telling you, I want you to come to this conference. I want you to bring people in wheelchairs. I want you to bring people that's dealing with diseases and that the doctors say that they have, because I believe that God is going to heal, deliver, and set free. Matter of fact, I know he is. So whatever the doctors put on you, whatever, you know, the enemy thought that he was going to put on you that you couldn't get healed from, I want you to come to the conference and let us speak that mess off of you so you can get your healing and deliverance and lay hands on you, get feel the power of God. Those of you who are in a backslidden state, come on to the conference and let the Lord, you know, reconcile you back to him, because he has a purpose and a plan for your life. Now, those of you who want to start businesses, who the word was spoken that you will be able to, you know, God will raise you up to take care of your family. Come and learn business strategies. We're going to have a relationship segment. We're excited. We'll have the flyer out by the end of the month. off no later than September 1st. We're excited. We got all the, you getting the speakers confirmed. They're sending us their pictures, and so we'll be getting the flyer together. We're excited. We're just excited about what God is doing for P3 Conference. P3 stands for the Purpose Plan and the Promise. The theme is When Destiny Calls. When Destiny Calls. When Destiny Calls. I want to tell somebody on tonight, you better answer. You better answer, because destiny is calling you, and you feel it deep down in the pit of your stomach, and you need to answer the call. Amen. Don't just answer it, but when God gives you the instructions to rise up and go forth and do what he has destined for you to do, because destiny is calling you. P3 Conference 2019, go to eventbrite.com. You'll know our flyer because it has the actual Westin Hotel on it. I want you to register all your family and friends. Your life will never, ever be the same. Then I want you to go and put my name in, Dolores C. Henderson. Those of you who feel like you have a prophetic call in your life, get my book, When a Prophet Cries, Something Happens. For those of you who are dealing with relationship issues, I want you to get my book, Misguided Affections. For those of you who want to know how to get blessed, read my book, I Give You Keys. Amen. For those of you who want to be encouraged to build businesses, whether you want to go back to school, whether you want to build a business, whether you want to start a ministry, I want you to get my book, Your Best Self Yet. Business, ministry, go back to school, you need my book, Your Best Self Yet. You can get all four books. You can go to BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, ZulonPress.com, AppleAppBooks.com, or you can cash out me at $Dr, capital, all capital letters, DRDTH. Send me an email at DrDTHMinistries@gmail.com. Let me know your cash app in me, and I'll tell you how much the book is, and I will autograph your book. If you get it from me, I autograph it, give you a prophetic word, and send it to you. DrDTHMinistries@gmail.com. Then my product line is DAYWAL, capital DEWAELLE.com. Total Skin and Body Care. We specialize in total skin and body care. We have products for the whole body. We got skin products. We got body products. Yes. Skin products, body products. We got and apparel. All for you. For you, your family, friends. Skin products for all skin types. We don't discriminate. God has just given us a regimen and ingredients that will help everybody, all people. So it's called DAYWAL, Three Generations of Royalty and Strength. You can go to www.daywal.com. Then I want you to go, if you're thinking about starting a business, starting a franchise, trying to get, want somebody to help you with your 1023 applications, I want you to go to virtualconsultantco.com. We specialize in organizational, business organization, leadership training, customer service trainings. We specialize in helping you start your business, put your goals down, objectives, strategize, marketing plan. We also, not just marketing plan, but we put a strategical plan, a long-term plan, a tactical plan, whatever plan that you need, virtualconsultantcompany.com. That's virtuconsultingco.com. All right. So we're doing a whole lot of other things. I want you to stay connected. Just stay in touch. Email me at drdthministries@gmail.com for more information. All right? Dr. Vaughn?
Amen, Doc. We ready to go to the next segment. Whenever you're ready, Doc, I'm going to open up the lines for the panel.
All right. So, you guys, we're about to go into our next session, and we're going to hit it and quit it. Everybody get about 2-3 minutes. And, And the next session we're going to talk about is, we have the question. The bonus question is, all right. How long does it take for a man or a woman to know you are the one he or she wants to marry? Let us hear from you. Who's going first?
Brother Hembrick, you ready, man?
I'm ready. It doesn't really take. It really doesn't take long. As long as you, if you have your eye on that special lady, and you about know that she's the one to marry. I mean, just be something in your spirit that you know
that she is the right one for you to marry. It's just something about the way that, you know, you look at her, the way she looks at you, and you know, and deep down in your sanctified soul, you know that that's the one you're supposed to be married. That's my answer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Awesome. So, Dr. Bond?
Amen. I think, of course, it's going to vary between couples, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to vary how that happens. But I would say for Christian couples, Doc, that would be through prayer and fasting, I would think, and then and have God really kind of confirm it as well. On top of that, for that side of how we're talking about for the believer now. So I believe it can happen through prayer and fasting, and then also confirmed by the young lady or the lady that you're going to propose to. That's also confirmed that way as well. And believe me, when we're both in the Lord, you know, things can be confirmed pretty quick in Jesus' name. So it could vary, but also it could be done through prayer and fasting, and both of them know that they're supposed to be together. Back to you, Doc.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, thank you guys. Both of you guys got really, really good, really good, really good answers. So I was just thinking about this, and you know, every situation, I think, like you said, Dr. Bond, every situation is different, and both of you all pretty much said, if you pretty much got your eye on one woman, and you not, you know, walking around and looking at, I think the issue, the confusion comes when you're confused, when the man is confused. I'm going to talk about the man and the woman, so I'm not going to be biased on tonight, but I'll start with the man since he's there. All right. Mm-hmm. I think the issue for the man and what takes him so long in his decision is when he's confused himself.
Yes,
and and I think a lot of that confusion comes from, you know, it could be one or two things. The first thing, it can be not necessarily that this is the thing or this is the only thing. The first one can be, the confusion can come from him not really knowing who he is, what his purpose is in life, and what God has. Yes, it starts with, his purpose, not knowing who he is, not knowing what his purpose is in life, not knowing what the plan that God has for his life. And so when you don't know who you are, you know, yourself, it's hard for you to even, you know, look at somebody else and know for a fact that that's the one without being distracted by other people, other women. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? I think like what Elder said was that if you pretty much got your eye on one, you know, and not three or four, that, you know, I'm not going to say that it's easy, but I believe that God will show you, like you guys said, and will speak to you. And not just that, but the God speaking to you and showing you is the confirmation of what you already know in your heart. And I think that, you know, that doesn't take, if both of you guys are in the Lord, then that doesn't take more than a year. You know what I'm saying? To give it a time for people who want to know a time, I don't think it takes more than a year for somebody to know that you are the one. I don't, you know, really, if you're in the Lord, I don't think it takes more than 6 months for somebody to know. 6 months for somebody to know that you're the one and they want to marry you. I don't think you should waste nobody. I don't think it should take you a whole year if you're courting somebody or if you're interested in somebody to know that they're the one. I think 6 months is probably, if you're in the Lord, in the things of God, if you know what you want, I think 6 months is if you're not distracted by other women, okay?
Amen.
If you don't have different
Amen.
Women or different, or if you don't have eyes for other women, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Then I think that it should take about a good 6 months for you to say, you know what, this is the one I want to marry, and, you know, you should start taking steps toward that, okay? That's my answer for as a man. Now, with a woman, women are a little different, and I say that because it don't take women long to know. You know, women are a little, you know, it don't take women long to know. They are a little more, a little quicker than men do. Women are more emotional. Men are more visual. You know, women pretty much, it don't take them long to know. Now, now, if she's been hurt or she's dealing with some childhood hurt, some daddy hurt, some daddy issues, some trust hurt, then it will take her that much. It will take her long because she still, she has to be healed from certain things. She has to be healed from past relationships, healed from daddy hurt, healed from, you know, a lot of other things if she's dealing with those things. Because if she's still dealing with that hurt, it can, her mind and her judgment can be cloudy by what she went through in her past. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it could take her long to identify that you are a good man. You know, a lot of women, women do it too, not just men, a lot of women who've been hurt and who have been through some stuff, you know, sometimes they have the right man right in their face, but they're not able to discern or identify because they've had the wrong man for so long and have gotten the wrong man for so long that they sometimes they put up walls, you know what I mean? And that the right one could be right there, but because of the walls and because of the not being healed from, you know, past hurt, past situations, that they don't recognize that, okay, this one is the one. You understand what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
I have you guys. I just want to I want to be fair and balanced in my in my answer. I talked about the men, and I want to talk about the women. But also, on the other hand, some men, too. Some men have been hurt by, you know, dealing with some, some mommy issues. I said mommy. And a lot of men deal with mommy issues. They probably had a mother who was very controlling, who really, who probably controlled the father. And so they probably grew up saying, I ain't been with no strong woman. I don't want a woman that's strong. I don't want a woman that, you know, that that got it, that's strong, that's that opinionated, that you know, making it like that. I'll just, you know, I'll just go be with somebody who barely making it, and I'll make her. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
Yeah,
and so they may, right, and they may see a good, strong, balanced woman right in front of their face and not recognize it because of what they went through in their home with their mother. They might have had a mother who was very strong, who was a disciplinary, and that probably made them feel like, I don't want a woman like my mama. You know what I'm saying? And so, and they don't, so, and nothing's wrong with having a strong mother. She probably, you know, while the father probably was doing other things, she had to be that, you know, that mother to make sure that the kids act right, to make sure that they was in line while the father probably was working and all, you know. So, but a lot of men look at that as, some men look at that as in a positive and they will marry a strong woman, but then some men look at that as, you know, it hurt them growing up that their mama beat their tails, that their mama was the disciplinary, that their mama was the strong one in the family, and it makes them say, I don't want a woman like my mama. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and so you find that men like that tend to gravitate toward weak women.
Yeah.
Or they do everything that they can not to marry women like them that even signify or resemblance their mama in any way.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? And so they have to be healed from that. That's a form of childhood hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be healed from that childhood hurt, yes. So in saying all that, you know, I think that you, when you have two whole people, and I'm not saying, when I say whole, I'm not saying that they have never been through nothing, because we all been through something. I mean, come on. Everybody got a past. Everybody got a testimony. Everybody's been in bad relationships. You know, come on. I'm not talking about that. What I mean by is when each of them know who they are, they've been healed and they know who they are in, within themselves and in God, that it don't take no more than 6 months for either one of them to know that if he's the one, and for him to know if she's the one to move forward in marriage. And that's my final answer. That's my final answer. Amen.
I love it. Amen, Doc. That was brilliant.
Amen.
I love it. Yeah, put that in the book.
Okay. All right. Make sure you give me some credit. Give me credit. Yes. So that's my final answer. No, it shouldn't take no more than 6 months for them to know that you're the one that they want to spend the rest of their lives with. All that it takes 2, 3, 4 years, the devil is a liar. If you've been dating some, no, it don't take that long for him to know or for her to know that you're the one. Amen. Especially if you have a vertical, if you have a vertical relationship, vertical meaning that you talking to the father and the father talking back to you. Yeah. Come on now.
Yep.
All right. So you've been listening to, you've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We want to go, but before we go, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard, always forgive and forget fast, and always, 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 always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
Good night.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this has been Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, another powerful program, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, remember that Dr. Henderson's programming is archived and kept on the network, so you can go back and listen to this over and over again, ladies and gentlemen. Go to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. The Family Network, ladies and gentlemen, and look for Straight to the Point. The Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, look for the program page there, and you'll be able to download that, listen to it over and over again. Normally it takes about 15 minutes after the live broadcast before it's saved on the network, but if you got any problems, give me a call, 404-401-0233, and guys, you better give God the praise as we get out of here. We got to go. Have a great day. Great rest of the week. Bye-bye.